preached that message the other night that God was a possessor of heaven and an earth. And I brought it out. He owns both sides of the river. Amen. And I want to preach a little bit on that same line here tonight. Joshua 4, starting in the first verse, I'm going to read just about 11 verses, if I may. Amen. Could you say amen when you get it? And it came to pass when all the people was clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests' feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he hath prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God unto the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribe of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their father in the time to come, saying, what means ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the water of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan, and the water of Jordan was cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Forever. Just not one time, but forever. As many times they went and looked at these stones, it was going to be for a memorial that God done a work here. Woo, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Where was I at? Eight? Huh? And thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the word of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among ye, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, I'm on the wrong side of the river, huh? No, I just go on and preach. Maybe God don't want me to read the rest of it, huh? Woo, hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Can you say, Lord bless Brother Freeman? You may be seated. Is that all right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Four different times in the Word of God we read, friend, where God took water, amen, and parted it. One time was when Israel came to the Red Sea and God parted the Red Sea and they went across on dry ground. The next time we read where Israel came up to the Jordan River, amen, and the Bible said that God parted the Jordan River and Israel walked across the Jordan River up on dry ground. The next time we read, friend, is where Elijah walked to the Jordan River and took the manna of Elijah and smote the Jordan River and it parted there. Then the Bible said the manna of Elijah fell back, amen, and then Elisha picked it up and walked right back to the same Jordan River, amen, that Elijah had parted the Jordan River, and he made a statement, friend, that has ever been recorded in history. Where is the God of Elijah? I got news for every one of you tonight, amen. I believe that the God of our forefather is with you and I today. Let me give you my thought just a moment. I need to hurry up, amen. I want to preach and use this thought here tonight. Renewing a river crossing experience tonight. Renewing a river crossing experience tonight, amen. But we read tonight, amen, where Elisha walked back into the same Jordan River and picked up the manna of Elijah, amen.
man. And you know what he done? He renewed a river crossing experience. Hallelujah. Elijah had just parted the Jordan River and walked across it on dry ground. Then Elisha went back to that Jordan River. He took the same manner that Elijah used and he smote the river and said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" Amen. And the Bible said the Jordan River began to part. I believe this right here, church. I don't care what kind of miracle has happened in the past. I don't care how many people have been healed in the past. I believe we can have a renewing of a river crossing experience tonight. Amen. I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he changes not tonight. Amen. Amen. A lot of people tell me tonight, amen, that the miracle days are over with. God is not dead tonight. God is alive and doing well tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time they cross these rivers, every time they cross the Jordan River, amen, every time they cross the Red Sea, God parted. Amen. But we read in the New Testament where Jesus Christ never did part no water. Jesus Christ did not part no river. Jesus Christ did not part no Red Sea. But Jesus Christ treaded the water and began to walk upon the water. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I don't care what anybody say tonight. Amen. You can be discouraged. You can be discouraged tonight. You can be down. You can be out and everything. And all you got to do is go back to that river. Go back to that river and renew your river crossing experience tonight. Come on now. It was an experience, amen. A lot of people has never said. And I got news for everybody tonight. Amen. 32 years ago, I received a spirit, amen, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost like I have never received, Brother Dwayne. And when I receive that experience, hallelujah, you know what? I get discouraged and I get down and I get out a lot of time. But Brother Peter, all I got to do is go back to that altar. Go back to that river. Go back to where I once got my spirit. And when I go back there, come on now, what do you say, friend? It ain't no big thing to be down. It's not no need to be discouraged tonight. We can go back to that altar because Hebrews said we have an altar. We have an altar. We can go back and have a river crossing experience with Almighty God tonight. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. You better get on the bandwagon because I'm just about through here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every year Israel went back unto Jerusalem. And when they would go back to Jerusalem, they would take the sacrifice and they would offer to Almighty God. But the Word of God said, amen, that when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, amen, and said, "It is fitted, it is fitted, it is fitted." The Bible said the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. And you know what happened, friend? Amen. The entrance into paradise was reopened once again. And you know what? I ain't got to go to Jerusalem. I ain't got to go to no priest today. I ain't got to bring a sacrifice because Jesus Christ became the sacrifice for all of the humanity of the world. And friend, when I am tired, when I'm discouraged tonight, when I got problems tonight, Brother Caleb, all I got to do is go back and have a renewal of a river crossing experience with Almighty God. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm closing with this right here, enemy. Hallelujah. The Bible said as Jesus ascended unto the heavens. Amen. The Bible said they still looking at him ascend unto the heaven. And when they looked up into the heaven and saw their Savior go, saw the healer go, saw, amen, the devil, amen, caster out, leave. They saw the leopard cleanser leave and go up into heaven. Don't you ever realize how they fell? Oh, all our hope is gone. All our everything is gone. Everything wasted. But the Bible said two men, and while a pair stood by and said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? Well, the same Jesus you see go away shall come in like manner. But go ye therefore into Jerusalem and tarry until you are endued with power from on high." Hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? What are you saying? Jesus said, "I will not leave you confident. But I will send the comfort of the back, which is the Holy Ghost. It's going to guide you. It's going to lead you into all. Into all. Into all. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I'm talking about a river crossing. I'm talking about a river crossing. Experience with power. Mighty God. Oh, glory! Oh, Sister Hayes, years later, the children of Israel would take the children back into that river that they one time crawled. And then those children would look at the rock. What meaneth this, Daddy? What mean these 12 rocks here? Then those old daddy would look at those children and say, this is where God, this is where the Ark of the Covenant stood in the midst of the Jordan River. This is where our God was our God. And he dried up the world out of the Jordan River. Amen. Come on. We got to teach it to our children. We got to put it in our children. We got to put a love for God in them. We got to put a desire in them. We got to put a determination in. No matter what door. No matter what door. Go back to that river and get a river crossing experience again. When they crossed the Red Sea, they went from one side of the wilderness to the other side of the wilderness. I got one amen out of 60 people. Doing pretty good, ain't I? They went from one side of the wilderness to the other side of the wilderness. Oh, but when Joshua led them up to the brink of the Jordan River, and God parted the Jordan River. Come on. You know what the word said, Boog? Boog, boots, whatever. Booger, whatever it is. The word says the minute the sole of the priest's foot touched the water. It was an experience beyond a spirit. The night I came to an altar of penance, and God filled my heart with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was an experience that I have never experienced. Hallelujah. And every time I get cold, every time I get weak, all I've got to do, hallelujah, is go back to that altar and get another renewing of my spirit. Closing with this. And when they crossed the Red Sea, they went from one wilderness, crossed to the other part of the wilderness. But when Joshua led them to the Jordan River, they went from this part of the wilderness, where, Brother Wayne? Right on the banks of the Promised Land. I'm going to give you cities that you did not build. I'm going to give you vineyards that you did not plant. I'm going to give you, hallelujah, amen, places to live in that you did not have no part in. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many a mansion. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. That's where I am, that ye may be also. Oh, Brother Billy. Amen. When the Jordan River parted, amen, they stepped from the wilderness, amen, right into the Promised Land. The night that I repented of my sin and God gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost, let me tell you what the Word of God said. The Holy Ghost is a hope of glory tonight. God has given me a taste of what heaven gonna be like through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And every time you get discouraged, every time you get down, every time you get out, go back unto that altar, go back to that crossing of that river and get a river crossing experience with all my. Sister Cassie. Go ahead, hallelujah. I'm talking about renewing a river crossing experience tonight with Almighty God. Amen. But Brother Freeman, I fail, Brother Freeman. Who ain't fail? I made a mistake, Brother Freeman. Who ain't made a mistake? We all human. Crossing experience. Renewing, Sister Kim, that's what you've done here tonight. Worshiping and praising and magnifying Almighty God. We're renewing a river crossing experience tonight, amen. They put those rocks out there for memorial. What God had done. And friend, God put the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, amen. Hallelujah, as a witness to what God has done in our life. Holy Ghost here tonight. Come on, Sister Cassie. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. Wants to touch you, wants to bless you, wants to encourage you in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Renewing a river crossing experience tonight. That's what I'm talking about right there. She's renewing a river crossing experience right now. Woo! Oh, glorious to see God loves us, man. Jesus loves us.